No,
unless Algeria goes off the grid.
Unplug. Yeah,
Algeria. Go see Mahmoud. You give him $10.
What do you mean they don't have their nothing's online in Algeria?
No,
I can guarantee you not in Lebanon.
Just go to the embassy. You'll find out how time stops. You go inside the Algerian embassy. You take 10 years. Damn. Welcome back.
What's up?
It's the original quadruples.
Yeah.
Fantastic Fours.
Yeah, we can say that too.
The ambiguously gay quad, not duo.
Welcome back, Sahar. Yes. Welcome back.
We missed you.
Is there?
A lot of people are intrigued on how you know so much shit about so much fucked up shit.
He reads, motherfucker.
Told you, education, no, Discovery Channel.
It's where, you don't get that information.
You don't go on Discovery Channel.
Reddit.
You
sure.
Don't get that information about fluffers and porch pirates on Discovery Channel.
Look, I'm going to send you the Discovery Channel about fluffers. That I can assure you has been on it.
On Discovery Channel.
No, I'm just talking. Like, exactly.
I'm sure you get like number one.
Porch Pirate. It's okay. You can find it. It's almost everywhere now. Like, you can read about that.
I put the article on CTV. Is on the CTV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. It wasn't like I.
You're one of the rare guys that I know that watches CTV.
I didn't watch CTV. It was an article.
Yeah, the article of CTV.
Yeah. So the article didn't. I didn't. So I read it on Twitter, X or whatever, and then I said that can't be real.
So you want CTV?
And then I went looking for it, and I found the actual video interview was on CTV, and I was like, it is real.
There you go.
So I want to talk about something. So I'm going to ask you first, Sahar.
Were you fucking up?
No, nobody. Absolutely nobody.
Is he on research? Do we need him on research?
No, I don't think we need him on research. I've been watching a lot of documentaries about cults lately.
Oh. Nice. I like cults. I want to start a cult.
Exactly where I was going. Like, would you be able, do you think... You have the skills, the charisma, and the backbone to actually...
I don't know. I fantasized about starting cults.
What kind of cults would you have if you had one?
I don't know what kind of cults I would have.
Like the sexual ones or the greater of God ones?
I feel
ones?
Like sex always is involved in cults. There's no...
Not cult. All, but most.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, I feel it looks like it's the first... That's the rule number one. Left either money or sex or both.
It's mostly money and power. And then they're like, with money and power comes...
Yeah, sex. Sex always gets there.
But it always does. Not even money, power.
Do you think, like, anybody you know, like including us four here, would be able to join a cult?
To join a cult? I would probably be able to join a cult, I think. I mean, I'm pretty much in a vegan cult, kind of.
No, vegan's kind of a cult. There's no sex or power or money or...
I mean, I wish there was.
Isn't there a dating app for vegans?
Yeah, there's dating app for everything, bro.
There is? I was just saying that as a joke.
What do you mean? Name me... Anything, and I guarantee there's a dating app for it.
Cat lovers.
Dating app for sure.
You're saying that like that, or you actually know?
About what?
The cat lover app.
I'm just saying, I mean, I know there's cat cafes.
Yes, that is true. Like, somebody wanted to invite me there. I was like, you want to kill me? I'm allergic to cats.
Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, there is cat places, dog places.
There's everything. Like, I feel like everything you can
think
of.
But vegans, I don't know if they're I'm... I know there's communities.
I mean, I read a couple of articles about vegan applications or vegan dating apps, but I don't think any of them will succeed. Or, like, I mean, it's a very
niche market.
It's very niche, and you need dating apps need a lot of money. It's not cheap to run dating apps.
Is there a lot of vegans?
Tabby Dates.
What the hell is Tabby Dates?
For cats?
Yeah.
Check for vegans. For vegan?
100%.
Like, no, I just want to know the name. I find that they have like original names sometimes. It's like for the Muslims, inshallah.com.
Is it inshallah?
No.
And Maktoub.
Maktoub.
Oh my goodness.
No, you say alhamdulillah. See,
that I don't know. I know the two first.
I just know Christian Mingle.
Maktoub.
Yeah, Christian. There's even a Jew one.
Yeah, J Date.
That one I remember.
But J Date's been around like.
Vigally.
It's in me.
Vigally?
Vigally.
Vigally?
That's like giggly for like vegans.
Giggly.
V-E-G-G-L-Y. Vigally.
It sounds like. What's
would
it
you
called?
Be able to run a cult?
No.
Vegan dating app.
First cults, when they start originally, again, except if the guy, the main. Character, the false prophet of it all, believes is bullshit.
False prophet.
No, because I was watching the Raël one, mm-hmm. right? That happened even in Montreal. They were here for a while.
They're still in Quebec, no?
No, there is a tiny, but Raël is in Japan now.
They're all about sex.
He's still alive?
No.
Yeah.
They're about cloning.
But there's like
they, no, there is sex.
There's tons of sex.
They weren't about sex. They were about freedom and liberty of not being shamed of your body. Remember that the aliens gave you.
Remember Ben?
Ben, yeah.
He interviewed them. He went to one of their meetings here.
Oh yeah, they were like in Chateauguay, I think, or somewhere.
There's a full hour video of him interviewing all these and trying to fuck one of them.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. No, I know they had hot. Like this scene where they had to look at their asshole and their vagina and their dicks with a mirror and be comfortable with nudity. It's not about everybody fucks everybody. It's just everybody being okay with it. Then there was extra, you know, there's always abuse. When you got, you know, vajayjays and dicks.
Once you get power, there's abuse.
It's like an initiation type of shit? Like, have you got a...
No, not even. It was, he wanted the people to be fully committed. And that was one of the tests. Like, to be able to be okay with it. But there wasn't any stories about orgies specifically in that sect. It was all about cloning and being loyal and being, you know...
Slash your wrist for...
And they're supposed to go to space in 2037.
They are supposed to go to space?
Are they?
Who are the... Yeah, the aliens are coming to pick up...
Well, I feel like... I mean, like, it's the same as the Jehovah's Witnesses. They ran out of room and so they expanded. Because they used to be... A long time ago, my friend was dating a Jehovah's Witness. And
how do you get in? Wait,
she knocked on the door and she goes,
come they're in. Not allowed to do anything, those people.
No, Jehovah's Witnesses are fine, yeah.
They can't party, they can't celebrate birthdays, no New Year's.
Talking about the new version or the old version?
This was at Dawson, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, he was dating her, and she basically said there was, I think at the time, there was a million spots available in heaven.
Oh, there's a limited...
There's a limited amount. Yeah, yeah. So you now, have to join because...
So what happens to people that died prior?
So that's the thing is at a certain point, they realized they reached the number. They're
so
like,
everybody else is condemned to hell.
No, so they opened up more. They're like, we expanded.
So they bought land in heaven. It's
like the club. All right, guys, VIP booth now is open so we can... Yeah.
But what was interesting about these documentaries, even there was this other documentary, you had to be a good cult leader. On Netflix. Ooh. It was really fun. There was like these big four cults.
Which ones? What were the four cults?
KKK? They had the guy there, the one with the X, the one that they showed in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
I thought you were going to say Judaism, Islam, Christianity.
No.
The four biggest cults. Yeah.
No, there was this Japanese one, the one that did the bombing in the Tokyo subways.
Okay.
There's the...
The one that you're talking about, I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about, the swastika guy on his forehead.
The swastika, the one on the forehead, is the one that went to jail. That's he's the one who killed the people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's the one in the last Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the first one, actually. Meyer something, I think.
I forget his name.
Whatever his name. And the last one was the guy. The last one was my favorite, though. It's like this big, fat Buddha type of guy. There were songs, cartoons about him in Japan. He tried to go for presidency, and he got 0.02%, and he said it's a conspiracy. He was the original Donald Trump.
No way.
Really?
And what he decided to do is he took his people, he started killing people, like governors and stuff like that, because they were like, they're against our religion and against the prophet. And they tried to bomb the subway twice.
And he failed twice.
They tried to and didn't work.
And they failed. They had like these bio bombs and they just didn't work out. And he went to jail. But there were songs and dances to honor this guy.
Nice.
Till today, crazy. Probably.
Good for him.
And what's fascinating is most of these cults were blowing up 70s, 80s, and the 90s.
I mean, that's before the internet, so.
They were saying a lot was happening because the United States was in mostly in Asia after the Second World War and after the Vietnam thing.
They were looking for
guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once they met somebody that was half charismatic.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
Here, charisma. Take my money. Here, charisma. Take my body.
I think salespeople would make the best cult leaders.
Yeah, but what was fascinating
not
about
for
all
long,
these...
though. They can do it for a certain amount of time.
I mean, yeah, but that's a sales.
No, but it's the imagination they use for their stories.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, they'll combine multiple religions and just fuse them together and give it a nice little bow and say, I am the messenger. And it's literally, the last one was a mixture of Buddha, Christianity, and this old, like, Tibetan whatever belief. And everybody was just buying it. Even Rael is kind of... Yeah, I met him in person.
Did you meet him really?
When he arrived to Canada the first time, it was at Mirabel Airport. He was coming. I had no idea who he was.
Mirabel, the good old days.
Yeah, yeah. It was the orange airport. You remember?
Yeah, of course.
I was waiting for my parents to arrive. You know how international.
You stand in the thing looking at
Yeah. And there was the media and everything. He's like, we love you. And I was like, maybe it's a rocks.
Yeah.
And the way he's dressed all in white with the bun, I was like, oh, maybe this guy's like a rock star. Or something. Yeah. They all have bald heads with long hair. Go figure.
They all do that. And
I was even watching the last documentary, but it's not even a cult. It's the yogi guy.
Oh, didn't he go to jail?
Yeah. Well, he's not in jail. He ran away. Oh, and now he's just...
He was like, what was it, sexual harassment? Or he was like,
He was like this. It was like a cult too, this yoga thing.
Yeah, I didn't read about him.
I heard
the documentary is on Netflix. Yeah. Like, I went on cults and like these sex...
What happened to you when you went on a rampage?
It's funny because once you start one...
It's the week he had his kids.
Yeah,
but also the algorithm just shoots you more. Yeah.
Because the Raul one came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, okay, let me check it out. Once I finished that, suggestion was how to be a good cult leader. And those documentary series are not bad because they have that one and they have how to be a good dictator.
That's the one that I wanted to watch.
But that one is bullshit, though. Like, I know for a fact, because I studied a lot Omar Gaddafi, the way they pictured him on that one, I was like, definitely an American point of view, because they don't talk anything good he did.
They're nothing?
Just, like, a little bit. But they don't talk about the whole unity of Africa, the one currency.
When you qualify somebody as dictator, you don't give anything else. You just talk about the bad.
How about Putin and Saddam Hussein?
Putin is not a dictator, technically speaking.
They might say the contrary.
I mean, he kind of
look
is.
At Carlson. He said he was a good dictator. You saw that? Did you see the interview?
I didn't see most of it. I saw clips of it, and I saw him going to the supermarket and stuff. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, buddy?
He was fascinated because he had to put a quarter. You know, I was like, but
that's everywhere.
Except the United States.
Except the U.S., yeah. It's everywhere. Like, it's...
He was fascinated by bread.
He was fascinated by, like, stupid... He's like,
the subway was amazing, though. The subway is beautiful. Yo, yeah, it looked like a museum.
How many subways? One or most?
No, the subways. Because it seemed that it was under Stalin.
That's not Putin's. Putin didn't do that.
No, it was under Stalin.
Yeah.
But they're still clean. Have you been to New York lately?
No, you don't need to go to New York. Go to Montreal.
I haven't been there.
Actually, like, it's clean, but it's not.
Actually,
it's yellow.
Moscow green.
Let me ask you, London or Montreal Metro?
I haven't been to London.
Subway. We went to London. That's what I'm...
Any place?
No, but you see, the London one
was complex.
Yeah,
any
but
place
it looks
open to shit ton of immigrants is gonna have shit subways.
Russia
has a lot of immigrants.
Not that many immigrants.
Of course they do. They have a lot. They have a lot.
In Siberia?
No.
In Moscow.
They have a lot. I know there's a lot of Algerians, a lot of Moroccans there.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because a lot of Cubans, a lot of Argentinians.
How the hell did they get there?
Armenians are so far.
There was this scholar. No. I have a lot of Berber family members that are married to Russians that live there. Because there was this open
trade, I guess.
Immigration for scholars to go to Russia instead of going to America.
Oh, scholars.
Yeah, they went and studied there, and they had jobs.
They're
educated immigrants.
They handpicked the immigrants.
Yeah, no.
Pretty much what Canada's trying to do.
Canada's not handpicked.
No, today we're just bringing like wherever you can paint. Okay, good. I'm
going to
get you.
But the only issue with Russia, you're not allowed to have more than two passports.
A dual.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, like,
that's it.
Like, it's a difference between handpicking versus what we do here.
But that's what Canada used to do. We used to handpick. Yeah.
Now they're blind.
Now it's like, you have two legs? Congratulations, you're Canadian.
No, you can say, je suis. Okay, you're there.
That's for Quebec. Canada, like anywhere else, they'll just like, come on.
But you know, Russia's not as bad as the West paints them. You know that, right?
No, we don't.
Be careful. They're going to call you a Russian puppet. Be careful.
Yeah, probably.
My biggest weakness in life is Russian women.
That's my number one weakness.
No.
We're talking about geopolitics here.
I don't think Russians are bad. I never thought Russians are bad people.
No.
But I don't think any people are bad. It's always the governments that are bad.
No, but the quality of life there is not as bad.
You might think that.
It depends. So when the people that I work with, a lot of them are in Spain, a lot of them are Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them ran away from Russia.
Yeah.
And they said that, you know, like, your quality of life is decent, but it's capped.
Yeah.
You cannot surpass unless you have connections and stuff like that.
Does that remind you of anything? What he just said. Forget about Russia.
USNA, baby.
No. Forget about USA. Repeat what you just said.
I forgot what I said.
So there's a cap, but it's decent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people left Canada after the whole vaccine thing with that same argument that Trudeau was this crazy dictator and stuff like that. Yet we are here between you and I. It's not that bad.
I mean,
well,
it's not getting bad. I
mean, I'm
compared to maybe before, yeah, but it's still better than a lot of places.
No. Compared to a lot of places.
But he's going to drop in 2 years and then we're going to go back to zero.
You better not vote for him again.
I really doubt he's coming.
No,
You voted for him?
No, I didn't.
He's coming back for sure.
No, I didn't vote
for him. He's not coming back.
I guarantee he's coming back.
You're on crack.
No, impossible. I have people that work for the government. They know they have 2 years left. They know.
He keeps every time. Do you not watch?
Like, I wonder. Like
he's the biggest idiot, but he always gets what he wants.
No, he's not going to get it.
Like, and if he does come back, he's going to be a minority.
Yeah, that's going to be useless again. I don't think he's like right now. Everything that's projection is conservatives with a majority. Yeah. They don't even need the NDP. Yeah. Majority.
I don't trust these politics shit.
No, but that's true. I'll agree with Hany on that. Politics, you know, what they see now in 2 years, a lot of things can change.
Who
would have thought that Biden would have won the election?
No, everybody knew he was going to win because of Donald Trump. But who would have thought that Trump would have came back?
I mean, I knew Trump
would come back. This strong.
But this strong,
and
they've been throwing everything.
Yo, they threw everything.
They threw the sink. They threw the couch.
This guy's herpes. You try everything. He's still coming back.
He is really Teflon Don.
Yeah.
He is. There's nothing.
But the last one is one of the most ridiculous. $355 million.
New York is going to lose so much business.
Oh yeah. O'Leary was on CNN. He's like, guys, you don't understand. You telling me like. Banks, like there's no victim, there's no nothing. Nobody complained. The bank that he loaned money be like,
they lose money.
We want to make business more business. Yeah. We'll say we made money. They're like, oh, it inflated the
price of living and whatever.
I'm like,
businesses.
Who doesn't? Did you ever see a hub sold and be like, no, we're gonna go with the city evaluation? Yeah, we're not gonna.
I'm convinced he's gonna fix Croatia and Ukraine.
Guaranteed.
Israel and Palestine in one weekend.
One phone call. One meeting. Done.
He's definitely somebody who would like the thing is nobody's how are you gonna be scared of the US? Biden can't stand up. That's their leader. That's your leader?
Donald Trump is the only president that didn't have any wars.
The only one that didn't start the war.
He increased all business revenues.
Yeah, but wait. I'm going to give him credit for that, but it's not all his credit.
No, I'm not going to give him credit
for that. That was the wave from Obama before.
Exactly. Like it was already...
When you ride a wave, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And he was unlucky because of COVID.
Yeah.
And yet...
He continued to ride.
And yet, he continued to ride.
Without takeoff COVID, he's winning again.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah, I think, again, yeah. I think, yeah because the whole
because
drink,
now
drink bleach and shit like that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Not fucked them up a bit.
But Fauci fucked them.
Yeah, it's probably that. So
but also, mail-in voting. That's what they say. People didn't, like, pretty much.
No, let's not go see. They didn't buy the votes and shit like that.
I'm not saying about buying the
vote.
What I'm saying is, like, you had mail-in voting. Because of COVID, you didn't have to go through the booth anymore to do it. So everybody.
So people, less people would have voted? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, first of all.
It's easier to be fraudulent. The guarantee there's fraud in everything. Guaranteed. There's nothing in the world that's
And now
fraud.
They don't need
But I don't
IDs
think
anymore.
I don't think he would have risked it. Because if he would have got caught, that would have been jail, and that nobody could have survived that one.
Who?
Trump.
But no, we're not talking about Trump. We're talking about the Democrats.
Biden actually
the Democrats.
Oh, Hillary, Biden,
Democrats.
Mail-in
voting, it was just
Hillary
like...
almost fucking murdered Bernie Sanders.
That's it. And she got caught. Really? She did?
Yeah. She shat-talked him so much like to the point that he just said, like, I'm going to step down. He stopped running.
Well, mind you, she got caught with
how many friends? How many people do you know?
Yeah, Sanders would have been the perfect choice 4 years ago.
How many people do you know that have 49 friends or 50 different? That committed suicide?
Yeah.
Hillary.
Like, how many friends do you have?
And
how many people
up,
have
no,
these
no, She
friends?
Had classified documents at her house.
A server. It's not even documents. It's
a server. Yeah, but Donald Trump, too, had classified files.
They all
do. And he was like, because I decided that we're unclassified.
They all do. They all have it.
But I gotta love the entertainment value.
For sure. 100%. Every day I'm on it. Like,
Now it's boring. I'm waiting for him to come back. He's like The Apprentice for 4 years.
Did you not hear Andrew Schultz, what he said?
What?
Andrew Schultz, he's like, the way I judge presidencies and if you're good at what you're doing is if you can move merch. He's like, Trump moves merch. I don't see no Biden merch. Biden doesn't move merch.
Yeah, but
that's true. Obama did.
Yeah. Yes.
Obama moves merch.
Obama did. He had masks. And nobody's going to buy a Biden mask.
Nobody Biden mask.
Nobody
Bush had merch.
Bush really? Merch. Yeah.
Bush Jr., of course.
Bush Jr. had a lot of merch.
Bill Clinton, for all the wrong reasons.
But the funny part is now that he dropped the shoes, I was looking for the golden shoe.
Yeah.
I was looking for how many pairs. because it was special edition, blah, blah, blah. It was 10,000 pairs they had. How much sold out.
Yeah, for sure.
2 hours, $3.99.
Yeah, for sure. But they're expensive.
Now
huh?
they spent, no, there was $3.99.
Oh, at the time. Now
yeah,
they're
now
like,
on eBay, they're like 7,000, 9,000,
yeah,
30.
Yeah, easy, easy. But this has nothing to do with Trump, though.
He moves merch.
This has merch.
To do,
he moves merch.
Yeah, but it has
he
to do with merch. The shoes. Shoe collectors.
Yeah, but it's a Trump shoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That he'll never wear.
Doesn't matter.
No, that's Trump. The most fucked up. No, usually when you have a shoe yeah. under your
no,
name.
No, no, you don't wear it.
Everybody
what
does.
Do you mean? Everybody wears it.
What do you mean? Are you
every
out of your mind?
Every basketball athlete.
Easy. No, no, no.
No, as every athlete, period.
Yeah. A collective, like the...
Anyone that has a name associated to it, they have
for
to wear
sure.
it.
For sure, they wear their shoe. What do you mean?
LeBron
why
wears
they,
it.
Okay, okay, as a person, as a wearing
if
my
Donald
own
Trump
shoe.
Donald Trump has
okay.
a shoe, yeah, he's supposed to at least wear them once.
Because, you know, if he had a classic shoes, whatever, nobody would have bought it. Since he has to, he wasn't still a sneaker count.
No, but what's good with Trump, he doesn't need to wear them because he doesn't wear sneakers, period.
At yeah. all, yeah.
But if they see him... his fat ass on a fucking golf court and he doesn't wear them, there's going to be backlash.
But the
yeah,
merch,
but he has golf shoes.
He should have been sponsored by McDonald's or KFC. What is he? McDonald's, him.
McDonald's.
Huh?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Not even, but this guy has to be, I mean, get a contract with hair, with wigs, bro. The fucking hairstyle, wig.
It's McDonald's since he brought it to the White House.
White House for dinner.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that those athletes love that
but
dinner.
But it wasn't only McDonald's. It was KFC, A&W. He just went to all
fast food.
Fast
food. The American
around.
Dream.
Taco he Bell. Knows, he
for
knows.
A football team, like high, not high school, but a college.
College,
and,
yeah, college
NCAA.
Yeah.
But it was just like amazing. They were happy. For them, it's like, don't give me fancy food. Actually, give me burger. The people like 2-3 burgers.
No, but he was good for pop culture. And any,
oh, yeah.
Any,
yeah.
Any,
he's yeah, still yeah. great. He's culture. Still great.
Like, the way I see him next year, he's coming, and his
slogan is fucking
his,
a pussy.
His right arm is going to be Diddy.
Oh
no,
God.
I think he's gonna get what's
the girl.
No,
the girl.
Vivek.
Vivek. Yeah. I think he's gonna go with Vivek.
No, he's not gonna go for Vivek.
He's definitely bringing him in.
Wait, bringing him to just probably for the to take care of
for the future
the, for the bureaucracy.
Yeah,
like
because I think
so
I heard it's
workers.
Gonna be a female. He's gonna
Vivek's
bring
very smart.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
it's a billionaire,
but he's too.
Though.
But he's not controllable for Trump level.
That's true. That's true.
So that's why I think the rumors was he was gonna bring that woman there. I forgot her name.
Where from one the Arizona K.
Yeah.
Ken, no, Kelly. Ken,
whatever, her.
Not Nikki.
Not no. Nikki, fuck
no,
Nikki.
He hates her.
No, 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 the other one. The
Kelly
one what? From Arizona.
Kerry Lake?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So he's going to bring a woman just to piss off Hillary.
Probably.
And Carmella, he's like, listen, this is what we need right now.
I don't know how the Democrats are letting Biden run. That's my...
But they can't replace
they
him
can't
right
replace
now.
They can't replace him.
Of course you can.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to explain you the difference.
Actually,
they cannot replace him, first of all, because of Kamala. She's more more hated than actually Biden.
Yeah, but you don't have to put Kamala.
No, no. But if he drops, that means he doesn't run. So Kamala's dropped to
yeah,
zero.
She's also
no,
dropped.
She takes... Okay, if he drops now, she's because she
no, he drops... For the election.
Yeah.
But
so they put another Democrat.
No, no,
for
yeah,
the
but
run.
They
no,
but cannot put another white man. That's the thing. They'll be like, she's the
oh,
next
no.
in
That's
line.
That's the problem with the Democrats. They have nobody to
oh,
run against
nobody.
Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they have an interim, for sure. They have an interim somewhere.
No, no,
not really.
Somebody that's going to win.
If he dies,
yeah,
who Kamala Harris is president.
Yes, first. Second of all,
oh, okay.
If they decide to make him fall, get down, they have to find somebody else to run in his place.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
For him,
technically, it's supposed to be Kamala.
No.
She's always, but the thing is,
there's no chance she's
no,
going to
never.
Be.
But exactly. But then they're going to alienate all the black people. Be like, we want the first black president as a female black president. Whatever. Black.
But black people are not going to vote for her.
Kamala's more
exactly.
White
that's
more
what she's
been
hated.
Bad for black communities.
She's the worst for black communities.
I know. Check what happened. She did it in California.
No,
which,
no, but everybody knows Trump is going to win. Their only little hope.
But now the thing is, if they know that, they're not...
They
Democrats,
why would
that,
they
never going to see
why
them
would they
nothing.
Waste the candidate then, knowing that they're going to lose?
That's the one you... If you know you're going to lose,
but
waste the candidate.
Sacrifice.
No, just let Biden lose. At least he leaves with a big door.
Yeah, but he has
because if he drops him, that means he's too old and he's not good enough. And that's taking him out to the small door.
Do you know that he wasn't indicted because actually he was senile and too old?
Yes, I get that, but his medical bill of health.
That was the
key.
But his medical bill of health is A+ right now. So again, like Donald Trump too.
That's I don't
that
know.
Another thing. He eats cheeseburgers fat as fuck,
are.
And yet his cholesterol levels.
Yeah, didn't they say he weighed like 200 and
yeah.
something pounds, 210,
yeah.
220? Like the guy looks.
And he's old too. He's what, 78?
4 years younger than Biden.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're about the same age.
So
yeah,
but
one more
Trump,
run.
I have to give it to him. He looks a lot better.
Yeah,
he's also smart. He's got good cash lines.
Oh yeah,
comes up with great cash lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a walking fucking...
He's a working comedian.
Yeah. Like, he's good for entertainment. He's good for the United States. But see, he's good for merch.
He's a great salesperson.
He was.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Great salespeople make great...
And he could back it up. That's the good thing. But he's too extreme to to his approach, his verbal approach. Because the thing is, he could do everything he wants, but he doesn't need to verbalize it constantly.
The way he does. Yeah. And that's the difference with Vivek, where Vivek say the same thing or almost the same thing.
But he's young.
Exactly. But they prepare. I'm pretty sure they're going to prepare him for the future. I don't think Americans are ready to
handle Vivek
vote an Indian descent.
They're not going to. He's non-Christian.
And the non-Christian. And
he's a Hinduist.
Yeah, he's Hindu or Buddha. Yeah, he's non-Christian. It's going to be very tough.
What he was explaining.
But it's that was one of the first questions they asked him when he ran. It's like, what's your religion?
Yet they say religion is not a factor in the United States.
What do you mean? Religion is a factor in every country.
Why do you think they had Pence? Because he wanted all the Catholic guys, the Christian.
All the guys from Utah and shit.
Every country is based on religion. There's no country in the world that's not based on religion.
Come on, bro. You can tell me Vivek is the type of guy that's going to kind of respect the football religion on every Sundays?
Well, he said I was listening to one of his podcasts. He was saying actually that he had to go to, because they were doing Iowa, and he had to sit down with those Christian, whatever. There's one man that told him straight up, I like what you do, whatever, but I cannot vote for you because you're not Christian.
Yeah.
Straight up. He's like,
and he's not converted.
But he's like, he didn't say it in a mean way or whatever, but the guy is convinced that I have to vote for a Christian person.
But I think that's every country. Every country has that belief that
you're going to go for a non-Muslim.
Obama was Christian.
Obama was Christian for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but do you think that you have to be able to kind of at some point in, let's say, 100
second
years?
His second name is Hussein, so that's a Muslim name.
Yeah.
But he lived.
Do you think you have to have a Muslim president?
Because I never saw him do anything Christian or any religion.
He's Christian.
No, but Obama wasn't the type of president that showed his belief on camera either.
Nobody did. Even Trump. Trump held a Bible.
Bush did.
No. Trump is not Christian. He's
not even a Republican.
He's
not even
a Republican. Born Christian, so he has.
Trump's religion is money. Simple as it is.
Yeah. He has the best name, Trump. He's a Trump card. He literally is a Trump card.
You know that's not his real name, huh?
No way. What's his real name?
What was his real name? Google it.
No, Donald J. Trump.
No, Trump is not his real last name. He changed it.
But this proves that a great salesperson can make a great cult leader. Because Trump is a borderline cult leader. Because they're a diehard Trump.
Oh, yeah.
He rallied a group to go and attack the, was it the, not the White House?
He didn't rally them to attack.
Well, he kind of,
wow.
He didn't say no, but he didn't say yes.
Well, it's a rally, my friend.
But he did say, let's do a difference. Let's march and show them we are together.
Dude, that's every single politician says that.
Yeah, but with him, it worked
out. There's literally, There was somebody who took that example.
Yeah.
And amplified it.
No. And then he took every single Democrat who said, we need to stop these people. We need to ramp together. We need to go and attack them.
Yeah, but
them.
Trump.
And that was a black guy from California. A black girl from California.
So do you find it?
Yeah, Donald J. Trump.
No, he has a real...
Trump.
Okay, what did he change his name from originally? Google it out. My phone is on the stand, so I can't use it. But trust me, he changed his name.
He's a terrible Googler.
Right? Yeah, that
guy's
bad.
We're going to need a better research assistant.
Yeah, like you fucked up last
Guang, where you at, Guang?
Just write...
I'm on it.
The Trump original name. And I think
I wrote Trump real name. For
not it's his father.
You're not a good Google searcher.
Seriously. Is Trump called Trump?
Open ChatGPT.
Be like, what is Trump's name? Donald J. Trump.
What was the original last name of the Trump family? Well, that would be the good question.
Go to Wiki.
Wikipedia, you shouldn't trust Wiki.
Thank you very much.
I can go and write in whatever I want.
I'm not even going to go there.
What?
Literally in our group chat, that was your evidence for everything about anti-Israel.
No, it's
all Wikipedia.
We're not going to do this
again.
I'm
just saying.
That's
what I said.
Do it.
That was literally all your samples. Wikipedia. And then when I laughed at you, you're like, oh, what do you want as samples? I was like, all right, forget this.
That is a lie.
I'm going to fucking put screenshots.
Put screenshots.
I don't post anything on Instagram, but I'm going to post this.
You would be a very bad cult leader. Just putting it out there right now.
What do you mean? I just cut the heads. I cut heads.
You're against me, you die.
You would be the perfect blackmailer.
Okay. Wait.
We finally got there.
No, but he didn't change.
What
they say, it was Drumpf.
Ah, that's it.
Which is a German surname that dates back to the 16th century. It is most commonly known as the likely predecessor of the family name of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think it's the grandfather that changed it. Maybe. If you go through the history, I think it was written in the book. I know
every family name's changed through years.
And it was Drumpf's and they went to Trump.
Hey. There was an article I read that...
They're still rich.
Biden's great-grandfather was pardoned by one of the presidents.
For doing what?
Maybe one of the first presidents since he's 1,000 years old, his great-grandfather.
For what, though?
I don't know, like great-grandfather.
Do you guys believe the theory that says that all the president was related?
Not related. They're all part of like the...
The cabal?
No, they're all part of the...
Schooling, I guess?
Illuminati?
Illuminati.
Oh, that I wouldn't... No, but those were the original presidents.
All of them. All down to like Trump, down to like Biden.
Oh, no, I don't believe that. Originally, yes. There's the whole Freemason thing.
Even Obama is part of them.
The Obama part was... they grew up in the same...
They're all part of secret societies.
They're part of the secret society. That I remember. But that was mostly the first 5-6 presidents that I knew.
No, they're saying all the way down, like after JFK, like all of them.
I know the JFK, like the Kennedys are very particular.
They lost a lot. That's an unlucky family name.
Don't carry that on you, man.
That's a bad family.
It is what it is. But I know George Washington and all of them... were part of Freemasonry.
Well, if Robert F. Kennedy had a better voice, he would probably
Yeah, but the Democrats don't want him.
He's still running.
As an independent.
Yeah.
And he's not going to win.
No, he's not. But he's trying to win
out of his last name, but that's not
But I'm saying if he didn't have that voice, if he had a good voice.
You think it would have helped?
He would have definitely, for sure, would have helped. I don't think so. Everything he says makes sense, but everything he says sounds like a cat scratching a chalkboard. So you can't really hear it.
Yeah. No, he has a weird, like he had an issue with his voice back in the day.
Yeah, but no, so. I don't think it's the voice. Because I think
he 100%.
I don't think so.
Would you date a girl with a bad voice?
Dating? No, I don't know.
So
he's on TV constantly, and you're like, ugh.
You won't even date one in private. Imagine public. Imagine. You vote for somebody in public.
Voices are very important, by the way.
Yes.
I've met.
They train them.
High quality women with holy shit voices or a very bad laugh. And I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm stuck talking to them and listening to them.
But everybody, when they run for office, they go through training. Through how to speak, how to use your hands, tone, how to think.
But you can't change your voice.
No, but that's
the thing. Just put auto-tune.
So let's say you could be the best candidate, but your voice doesn't match and you have
to be charismatic too. There's the whole school.
And then just ask them to put
Idris Elba. It's like a beauty pageant, but for politics.
It is. That's what it is. Politics is that.
Yeah.
And I was reading about it, how they prepare people before to become politicians.
It's a lot of training.
It's pretty much like there's companies. You're going to be there I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm like, you don't answer until you catch the ball. And it's going to ask a question. And then it's going to throw the ball. So the timing and everything and the way you go, it was just crazy the way they were just...
But the best example, I think the one that was groomed to perfection for politics was Obama. Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau too.
Yeah. He was the biggest loser.
He was this frat boy that whatever. And they're like, son, it's time you step up. So
come back.
Clean your act, this, and that. And they threw
Has he ever been...
Obama too, but Obama was a Trump card. That they kept on the side and everything was fucking up because of Kelly, I think, was it?
He's a great talker. Obama was a great
Yeah, but they didn't know he was a great talker until... It was Kelly that fucked up, before?
Kelly?
Yeah. Who was the Democrat?
The one who lost? Oh, yeah.
It's Kelly.
Yeah. He was
the one that lost against
Ketchup,
Bush.
Heinz. His family owns Heinz or something.
Yeah, that's it. The one that lost against Bush Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second time.
He was supposed to win.
He was groomed for it. Failed. And they're like, we have to completely change.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what's going to happen to Democrats now. Last time that happened where they had this perfect guy, they lost. They went for Obama, something completely outside the box.
Which was a win for them.
They
too.
Went back with Biden, the white frat boy. And now he's going to fuck up. So the next one is going to be or this female or this Indian, Arab, whatever it's going
to
be.
No, it has to be the guy from California. You have to
that would be the end of the United States.
I don't
think they can reach that level.
I mean, like, we're getting there. Did you not see the trans?
No, but how are they going to be respected in the international level?
What do you mean? Who respects them now? Look at the world.
No, wait.
The world's a mess right now.
As much as the world is a mess, countries are afraid of the United States.
They're not afraid of the United States.
I can guarantee they are.
The Houthinis are fucking bombing them, and they fucking run in sandals.
They have the Red Sea now. What happened?
They run in sandals, bro.
Okay, first of all, I need to understand.
They bombarded Yemen.
But they're still bombarding. They just took out another boat, a British boat. They sunk another boat.
Yeah, but Yemen is so at the bottom of the barrel. They have nothing to lose.
Forcing these companies now. Their prices are going up because they have to go around. That's crazy.
I think Americans
can't stop guys in sandals. You think the world's afraid of them?
No,
nobody's afraid of them.
The reason why United States, I think they don't want to overcommit to that. And the reason why.
What do you mean overcommit? They're guys in sandals.
No, but wait. Because now their whole army.
Send
right
one
now,
boat, takes them down.
Because they're overstretched right now, the United States. They're in Ukraine. That they fucked up.
So nobody's scared of them.
No, because if they decide to regroup and they decide to take one target at
a time,
they won't do it. They will destroy everybody. The issue they have with Yemen right now is the same thing that Israel has with Palestine. It's David versus Goliath. And the thing is, United States doesn't want to go on. Compared to Israel, United States cannot afford a media scandal right now, especially election year. It's election year. It would be the end. Yeah. Everything. That's why they're just doing this and they're like, guys, wait your turn.
I see.
Let us fix this first.
Well, let's see. I mean, like right now.
Because Taiwan,
because now because they know the big boss is busy. Because the thing is right now, Biden, there's a 80% chance he's not going to win.
He's a bitch.
But wait. The thing is because Biden right now, except he's
literally
not
so
only
many wars under him.
Yeah, but he's senile. Right?
Yeah.
He's not popular right now.
He shits himself.
And if
probably.
He decides to do a war.
Apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And if he decides
to go on a war and start a war just before election, for sure he's losing the election at 100%.
Yeah.
Trump would come and be like, yo, guys,
let's go.
Go back home.
Yeah.
Right now. And that's why it's because if this would have been 2 years ago, they would have bombed the shit out of them. Yeah. Would not even flinching.
Knowing that Biden won't be elected and won't have a chance.
Democrats still believe, and that's why they didn't take the decision.
No, they have a plan. I'm sure they have a plan.
No,
they're doing
they have a Hail Mary somewhere.
No, they have multiple plans. Besides the throwing...
Hillary was a plan. How did that end up?
They're taking him off ballots in Colorado.
But probably the Supreme Court is going to drop that case too.
They can't.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Take his name off the ballot?
I mean, I just want to see what happens to New York.
But New York's been a shit show since fucking...
Yeah, but now with the migrant on top of it, they say, oh, we're going to house them. Like, apparently there were migrants actually being housed in hotels. They wanted to give them $53 million.
No, that was in California.
No, not even in...
That was the homeless, sorry. There was a homeless in California.
No. There was an interview I saw. There was like they interviewed this Mexican couple in New York. Because Texas, what they do now, they're just sending them everybody everywhere. They're like...
Oh,
they don't want them there?
Century City? Oh, yeah, you want to be in Century City? Okay, we're going to send you. And they're freaking everybody. Out because they send me like 100 or 200,000. And in
free,
Texas,
free
they're like,
free
we,
but
we're getting
that?
Millions.
Who did that?
Texas.
Was it Florida? No,
Texas.
Florida did it too during the Trump era. It was DeSantis that was sent people all the way to the door to the governor.
Yeah.
Who was that again?
It's Martha Vineyard.
Yeah.
Martha Vineyard,
exactly.
Where all the rich, the Obamas live. They all
sent them there.
Yeah. That's exactly
it. It lasted 3 days. They put them back in the bus and be like, oh, we're going to find you a better place to live.
And they were shipping them by helicopter or by plane.
But they don't pay. They get housing for free. They get food for free. They get tons of homeless people, veterans, all that. Fight for yourself. Good luck. You can't put food on your table. You're working two jobs. Too bad. Oh, you're an immigrant? You have no... Oh, here's food. Here's a free housing. Here's clothes. Here's everything. Free.
Adam, the mayor of New York, wanted to give $53 million in like vouchers, credit card, prepaid credit card to each family to help them, blah, blah, blah.
What is this? The new food stamps?
Too? Yeah.
But again, people in New York, they're like, I can't even afford my rent.
Yeah.
And you're going to give money to people that just... cross the border.
But New York, during COVID, California, those two states completely
lost
it.
California,
but they lost all the rich. You know, like, even here in Canada.
They're all in Texas.
Who's the
Texas,
no taxes.
Florida, and Tennessee.
Yeah. Florida.
And Vegas.
Florida, everybody was making fun of them. But people are thriving there.
Oh, they're making
with the alligators.
All the red states. All the red states are thriving.
Yeah.
All the red states are thriving.
But Texas What a genius move right there.
Well, what's it called? Elon wants to take his company from Delaware to Texas.
But it's already there. His second biggest...
They stopped his payout.
For the
$56 billion. He was supposed to get a $56 billion payout. Delaware said, nope, froze it.
But he has his biggest manufacturer in Texas right now.
But his company's incorporated in Delaware.
But everybody, even Silicon Valley now is not even going to be... Yeah, exactly. California is a shit show.
Yeah.
And everybody says... And they have weather problems, politics problems, and burning trees problems.
Where the poor are, where the rich are, it's still thriving. Rich is still thriving. My friend was just there. He was just in San Fran. He said, you drive, it's poverty, poverty, poverty. You just see people everywhere. Then you just get off across the top of the hill, and it's like the most beautiful, richest country in the world. He said it's just, it's unreal.
But all the rich also left. Like they were saying, Jeff Bezos was actually leaving Seattle, and they're like, he's going to save $600 million in taxes by just moving from Seattle to Florida.
He needs it. Yeah, because Florida has no tax. Even the guy, Dave.
Florida has no taxes too?
Yeah,
no.
Florida, Tennessee, Vegas, Texas.
What's it called? Dave Portnoy?
Yeah, Portnoy. Yeah,
Barstool. He moved to Miami.
Oh, he's not in New York anymore?
No, he moved to Miami, save on taxes. But he literally...
All the rich, they're like, oh, hell no.
So he does his... He does a lot of streams on his own, like he does from his house in Miami. And on the back, it says, move to Miami, not to pay taxes.
But it's bad. It's like really bad.
But it's like the first immigration in Canada. All the immigrants that came here came from good families.
But how do you have a country where there are states that pay no taxes and the rest do?
You want to compare Quebec and Alberta?
No, but they all pay taxes. Some pay more than others.
Yeah.
Some pay more than others.
Very little. Alberta
is
very little.
And Alberta, the reason why, because nobody wants to live there. The quality of living is shit.
No, not true.
Yeah, not true.
Alberta is high right now.
It's right now because nobody wants to go.
Every time I went to Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton.
Alberta is great.
It's where people die. The only thing is...
You've told me, dans le fond, Saskatchewan, j'aurais compris, mais pas Alberta.
Alberta, my friend. You can even say it in French if you want. Alberta.
Alberta.
It's still the same fucking place. Calgary.
Say it in Arabic now.
Yeah. Tfu, 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 tfu. But the reality of the thing is, especially Calgary is in the middle of nowhere. It has no oceans. It has fucking Rocky Mountains. It has very cold and dry winters.
It's all flatland.
Yeah.
It's still better than the cold and humid.
No, but here there's culture, there's a lot of things going on. But now think about it. You go to the United States, Florida, Texas,
Vegas,
beautiful weather.
Tennessee, country music.
No taxes.
Yeah, but all those places used to be shit. Texas, no, but all those, like Florida
Texas was empty before.
Yeah, Texas was
empty. And now everybody's like, hey, there's room in the desert. We did Las Vegas in the desert.
Even people say it's not only Miami.
Yeah,
Florida is big. It's not only Miami. You can go to Orlando, whatever.
Going to Texas. There's Austin, San Antonio, Houston. I was in Dallas. And Austin, yo, amazing.
Yeah, they're beautiful places.
Even Vegas. People used to be like, oh, you just go there. Now people actually live in Vegas.
Yeah, because now Vegas is a lot more than just a strip anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But all the people from California also, they all moved to Vegas. And
Miami, by the way, Miami is becoming mini Israel.
What?
It's like a little mini version of Israel, Miami now.
Really?
Yeah.
There's that many Jews there?
So it's literally, my friend calls me from New York. He goes there for 6 months every year.
It's probably the guys from California, all those Hollywood people that are like fucking.
He's like, I'm going to Israel without the war. I'm like, you going to Miami? He's like, yeah.
But it makes sense.
Yeah,
especially Jews like to save money. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You come to a place where it's sunny.
Forever. Boca Raton used to be all Jews.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Boca was. Pure, like, all retirement. All the Jews would go from here down.
What is that, the mini version of Quebec? Snowbirds.
Boca was always that. Yeah.
How about Colombia?
Colombia, I don't know. Colombia, no, we haven't gotten there yet.
It's never too far.
But it's going to be the next thing. Even Mexico, everybody's investing there now.
Yeah.
Tulum.
And they don't know. They don't even all need to go through their Cancun places or whatever. No. You just want to make sure you have airport.
Beach.
If something happened, you can come back in 4 hours. And
he's actually right.
No, yes.
He is actually right.
You're not going to go in the jungle or whatever. Even Mexican don't go in jungle.
Barbados,
Bermuda's the same thing.
Costa Rica.
USA, USA everywhere.
Yeah, Bermuda's very USA.
It's Bahamas, like, of course.
Yeah.
Like that's just on the other side of...
They're investing everywhere where they can literally have one flight, one airport to come back. Just in case COVID comes back,
we're out.
We go back and everything like that.
But actually, it's, anything five hour of kind of radius.
Like the United States has everything 5 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends which part of the US. But yeah,
which direction you want to go.
Yeah.
Asia or that way. Hawaii is like... And Hawaii, already there's all the scandals with Oprah buying all the land at Maui.
They're painting their houses blue. Apparently it's something against fires somewhere.
I wouldn't be surprised. But isn't that California that should be doing that?
No, there's some places that they are. There's that $36 million house that's on the cliff about to fall. Do you see it?
No.
Where?
In California.
Oh, but California. How long has it been that there was the rumor that it was going to be an earthquake that was going to save?
Earthquake. 2012, the last movie that I've seen.
That was about that.
But it, I mean, like, if you look at it, they're slowly sinking.
Yeah, but they've been sinking for like 100 years.
But it doesn't take a long. But there's that island in the middle that literally the what's it called, made a plea for the UN from the island. His podium was in water. He's like, this 50 years ago was land. And he's like, this is what's happening to us.
But the funny part, guys, tell me if it just, like, why all those rich people building bunkers. Is it because they know something, or they just, I have money, I don't know what to do with it?
When it comes to bunkers, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is probably the second era that I've been hearing this. During the Cold War, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody was buying all the old movies during the Cold War. Everybody had a bunker.
I think, or a safe room. Everyone's afraid about Biden doing the wrong move at the wrong time.
Well, it was Trump for a while.
Then Biden, and then Putin comes in play. Then I think it's AI. Korea.
I personally think it's because all you look at.
I wouldn't be stuck in a bunker with AI alive.
No. I'd be stuck in a
bunker. That would be fucked.
When AI is up fucking killing everybody.
Okay. No, but that's what I'm saying.
AI, I'll be in the bunker.
Well, that means inside the bunker, there's a connection. It's electronic.
No,
it's separate. It's separate. It's all separate.
Yeah, I have outside the grid.
What I've heard of, like, the Zuckerberg one, it's not big bunkers, crazy, whatever. It's just like 5,000 square feet.
It's bigger than most apartments.
But that's what I'm saying. But he bought like a huge house, whatever.
He bought acres
and stuff like that. But
it a safe room or a bunker?
I think they like it's on the side of the.
It's a silo missile that became a bunker. It used to be a silo missile before that. He flipped it as a bunker, if I'm not mistaken.
I have a friend of mine who's in Croatia. He lives literally, and he works in AI and all those things. And he's like, I live off the grid. He lives in his own place. He built everything himself. He's like, I run on my own servers. I run on my own computers. He's like, I have surveillance everywhere.
So what's his paranoia here?
He knows that information's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, I want my information to be here.
Why?
Nowhere else.
Would it be a big deal? Let's just say tomorrow. Information comes out about you. Would that be a big deal?
So here's my question to you. I'll give you a very simple question.
Come again?
Would it be good for the pod?
It would be great for the pod.
It would actually be amazing.
It'd be great for the
co-host on Vice Versa.
But here's my question to you. So like you're not worried about information about you coming out, right?
No, but meaning if the information comes out not being stolen, there's a difference.
Whatever.
Saying if they come and they, I don't know, my
you don't
text.
Think, so you don't think privacy is important for you?
To a certain degree, because I don't believe my privacy is online.
What do you mean?
Whatever is online is whatever I put.
Everything's online.
What do you mean?
Where's your bank account? Everything.
Like, you think that would be a problem as long as I don't lose it, right? If it's shown to the world how much money I have or how much money I make, okay.
You would be okay with it.
It's not I would be okay, but it wouldn't kill me.
No, but
it wouldn't affect me in any way or form.
Yeah, but that's privacy. That's like me saying, like, how much do you have in your bank account? Would you say it now?
Yes, I would.
A dollar in a dream.
A couple of dollars in a couple of dreams.
I feel that that's a private thing. That's
no,
that's
it is a private thing because it's not necessary information. Right?
Yeah, but that's...
But if the information comes out...
But that's information that's online.
Because I feel like all these celebrities, all their finances are out there to a certain extent. How much they make, how much they declare. After that, whatever accounts.
Yeah, but it's all companies. It's all under shell companies.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean by that. If my information would come today, it would be my private information, but my private information doesn't have... Like, if it would be the companies, that's a different story. because that's the thing. Could have repercussions.
But that's the thing. So privacy. So you can't limit privacy. You can't say like, well, I want my company to be private, but me not to be private. Every privacy has its own.
Your friend that lives on his own server and his own thing on his Instagram with one follower, he follows himself type of thing.
No, I don't think even that social
media. No, but that's what I'm just joking about it. Meaning that, what are you hiding from?
But he works in that industry. It's not hiding. It's literally he believes, like, and I agree with it. It's
I guess
like,
what you meant, what's yours is yours. It doesn't need to be shared.
Yeah, no, like, I agree that
all the information that you believe that nobody knows about you, everybody knows about you.
As long as they do not falsify the information, I have no problem.
It's not about falsify. It's about using your information to control and do things that they want you to do. Like, as much as you think you have freedom of choice or freedom of thing,
I don't pick my taxes. I don't pick the prices. Okay, I don't pick. No, there's no freedom.
Yeah.
Let me ask you,
I'm confined to their rules.
Exactly.
And I can decide to follow them, cheat, or leave. Yeah, those are my three options.
Yeah, so far you have what? Cheating and shooting?
Cheating is a risk.
So I took all three. I leave sometimes. I cheat often.
I guess
this is not true. These are jokes. Government, do not come after me.
What do you mean?
Every joke has a bit of
people
truth.
See.
No, it's facts.
Like the funny part when we were talking in a group chat and someone like, oh, Trump, guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm like, hold on a second. Are you one of those that just reads headline and just go
no,
with
but
the,
he's probably guilty, but everybody
90%,
is.
That's 90%.
Yeah, but that's
of
what I
said.
In my head, I'm like,
everybody
give
is.
Give me one human being and we put IRS on them or Gouverneur Quebec or Canada. They're going to find something.
But that's their job. They have to find something first.
Yeah, but when they're only looking for one person and be like, we're going
to
find
and for
things
you to
on
make
you.
Money, you have to cheat.
Everywhere.
And this
and everything.
Type of politics, the way the government is stated for this country and our neighbor.
That's why people are running away from New York now.
Why
they're
do you
like,
think people spend so much money on accountants, lawyers, and...
before anything.
before like, anything.
Yeah.
It's not because they want to pay the most.
Exactly. Like,
you figure out how much I have, the most I need to pay.
They have accountants that have that follow their accountants. Yeah. Because every dollar they can save, they can save $20,000 and put $10,000 in your account, you're good. Yeah. People are cheating.
They're in a fine line. They're just walking on the line like...
Yeah, it's those blurry lines.
People don't open charities because they're good people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is 100%
people don't
sure.
have these charities because they're good
that
people.
That is 100%.
You know some guys that during COVID, when they ran, even the COVID poker charity events?
Every event was charity.
So obviously, you know, they had to run tables illegally, but no, it's a charity event, obviously. So they ran like 25 tables at a charity event, but it never went to any charity.
Of course not.
No, you can still give to the charity. It's okay. It's okay to give
I'm
to the charity.
No, but the thing
we did one. We did one. And how much we have for the charity?
I could literally give $1
I gave.
To the charity. No, but
how
no.
much we gave?
Two
G's.
2K.
For a small event.
So the thing is, like, let's say you run the charity. Like I know my friend.
No, you still
I used
have
to
give.
I used to like say I used to work for a poker charity event. We used to run tournaments.
I like how he had a smile.
because you were asking before about like the passport, all those
I
things.
I came back
so,
to the streets.
So no, so
how much
basically
you know
the
so
way,
much.
So the
how
way
the
it
fuck
works
you know
is
so
like
much.
You could literally. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
You didn't know, so you have two choices, or have a very good accountant. Or have a Jewish friend.
Yeah, that's it.
Those are the two requirements
for success. And the accountant is probably Jewish, too.
No, the best accountants are Indian.
Really?
Yeah, Indian.
Or Russian.
Russian. Yeah, finish your story about the charity.
So basically, you can literally give a dollar at the end to the charity, and you're good.
Yeah.
The rest can go into cost.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
I had to buy a new car to bring the tables.
I had to rent the tables.
And it's tax free.
Yeah, because you have to rent the tables. You have to rent. You have to get the waitresses. You have to get the food. You have to get to this. You have to get that.
Buy clothes to the waitresses.
Not everybody's honest like me. When I said $80, I said $50 goes to charity. $30 covers all my expenses. Everything was clear. But the big charities, you know, the one that do a difference. It's so blurry. They just here's a receipt and
Clinton
but
charity.
But they have all those like even
pay
Red,
to play.
Red Cross less than I think out of every dollar, less than 10 cents goes to the
reaches the charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of every dollar, 10 cents, less than 10 cents. I think it was like 3.5.
Yeah, something like that. Reaches the person.
The thing. And there was Chris Rock that made funny. He was like, cherry's not that hard. A Whopper is 99 cents. Buy all these poor people Whoppers. Why the fuck are you selling them rice?
Nah.
Like the cost of that rice costs like millions just to reach all the way there.
Yeah.
Forget about that. Just for the money, for the cost of the rice, the real cost.
Yeah.
Like you have to pay someone to manage the charity. Exactly. And then accounting and the CFO and the wife of the guy. And like everybody had to eat and the grandparent and they had to buy new cars. And then the rest of the money
but
went
that's charity.
It's still
that's
charity.
But, you're thoughtful. That's what counts.
But again, charity, government, same thing.
But now every athlete, I don't know if you noticed, like NFL, NBA, they all have charities. Every athlete has his own charity.
Now they know because they've seen all
the people.
They've
learned of all the broke athletes of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, the loop.
Those were the ones that were getting the most. Hey, Wesley Snipes went to jail.
For tax evasion.
You actually think it was his fault that he went... His accountant was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And he just took his checks and bounced. Simple as that. Sadly, a lot of people, and this is because of the educational system too, they do it on purpose for you not to learn these loopholes and everything like that, for you to fall into these traps and to pay taxes like a fucking idiot.
Our education system is built to create 9-to-5 employees, not entrepreneurs.
True. Yeah. But that's why everybody's in Puerto Rico now. Yeah, the tax-free.
Everyone's tax-free now.
No, Puerto Rico tax-free. All of them.
Tax-free. They have their main estate in Puerto Rico. They live in New York and Miami, but their main address is Puerto Rico.
You have to be there 6 months out of every year.
So it's cool.
The best way for Canadians to bring in money at the cheapest amount of tax is if you have a company in Cyprus. You pay 12% and you can bring all that money into Canada tax-free.
12% you mean?
No, you're paying, but so you're not. So let's say you have a company.
So you're not
right?
paying Canadian taxes, you're
paying
Cyprus
taxes.
That is the most ridiculous thing ever.
But it's 12% compared to 50.
But how do you bring the money to Canada without being taxed?
Because Cyprus and Canada have an agreement.
A good deal of tax free.
Yeah, so anything that you, once you pay taxes in Cyprus,
they release it and bring it
then, and you bring it here, and Canada knows that it's coming from Cyprus. There's a lot of things you have to get the right accountants to do this, but
of
all
course.
Of it's done properly.
So that means you have to have an address there.
Then you have to have a company and address everything. Everything has to run through there. Then everything that you bring into Canada.
You need an accountant named Jacob.
Even a person.
Khaled.
Even if it's your money, say like it's my money from the company. You paid 12% tax in Cyprus. All your money comes to Canada tax free.
Aren't you supposed to do like Bitcoin now with this? And that avoids all these headaches too?
But the thing is, you should have to transform them, bring them back in dollar. Because at the end of the day, we're not really, the ecosystem is not ready to just grab the take.
Yet.
But I can help you convert it if you want.
and he gives me a wink. Like,
If you guys need the conversion, I got you.
Have you guys heard about when you actually want different currency?
Without the KYCs?
Yeah,
know your customers. Yeah.
Yeah, without KYC. Yeah.
Good.
So now
I like how his voice went lower.
Because I was like,
it's out there.
Because he brought Bitcoin.
They know. You think they don't know?
What do you mean?
Probably whoever government they know. I'm sure the government knows.
Yeah, but they can't control it now.
They can't control it.
No, but wallets are traceable now.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
No. Yeah, it is. They caught the guy. There was a whole trace. The guy that did fraud in the United States. And then they were like, but wait, I thought it was untraceable. And they traced it up to 20 people.
Yeah.
To the blockchain.
The guy from Silk Road?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah, but he's an idiot because he hired somebody to kill someone.
Yeah, but they still...
With his real address.
But they still found it through the blockchain.
Yeah, but the blockchain, because the idiot...
It's supposed to be untraceable.
Address. Yeah, but he put his real address connected to it.
The blockchain is retraceable if you don't put your information in it.
Because you can see where the money goes every time.
But you don't know where the address is. But
unless you put it... There's a way to scramble your actual address where you just... From one address, it becomes like 100 and whatever addresses.
You can take it off the server and hold it on a chain.
That's it.
Like if you have a keychain, you can hold it on. It's off server. It's not linked to anything.
So no one can find it.
So nobody can ever trace that. Once you put it on, then it can be traceable. But if this is connected to your home address, then you're an idiot.
So one of the guys that I know has works in money currency exchange, and now he's doing it via Bitcoin. So what he's doing, it's smart because he goes, then no one knows, in Canada, we'll never know how much I make in my company because it's all through Bitcoin. Blockchain, Bitcoin. So
yeah, but is he converting it to like stable coin or is he staying on Bitcoin? Because Bitcoin is not stable.
No, I mean, I don't know how
he's doing it. You have to go on stable coins, minimum.
Yeah, but from what I understand, he goes, I'm not divulging everything to Revenue Quebec Canada about how much I'm making because most of it, it's on the crypto side.
Yeah.
So they don't see it.
Because now on, what's it called? On Revenue Quebec, you have to declare your crypto.
Yeah, but how are they going to find out?
They just assume.
They just give you the option an idiot. Yeah, here you go.
Please tell us how much crypto you have. Well,
how much are you frauding? Like, there's going to be a section. How much are you frauding? How much are you not declaring?
It's like at the airport. Do you have? Are you carrying over 10K under 10K?
Yeah, but in the airport, they can frisk you and fine.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that on a cryptocurrency? Crypto, yeah. Especially if it's on a keychain.
There's one friend that told me, I mean, I'm from like that's so African, is that when you leave the country, buy fake gold chain or whatever, like fake ones. Like,
okay.
Leave the country. When you go back, whatever, you have to go get your thing, take your cash, actually buy real gold, same model or whatever, and put it back on you and come back with that.
That's like this.
But why
that's
do all that?
Yeah,
that's because too much you don't want.
They don't take a picture before and after.
Yeah, there's not a before and after picture. Like
what are you talking
about?
But
they're gonna be like, I left with that. That was mine before. How
are you gonna prove it?
That's it.
Like
they're gonna ask you for receipts.
Okay, they're gonna give you. They can actually go through the code bar and see where you bought it. Like
No. But what I mean by that is like whatever you had before leaving the country.
But how are they gonna?
Yeah,
know?
But they're gonna ask for receipts, and if you can't provide receipts, they're gonna be like, that's new. They make the rules. Once you don't provide receipts, they make the rules.
Yeah.
Even if you left with it,
it depends on if you can wear it. If you can have a $20 million chain.
No, that's what he was saying. Like
but one chain, you can have like a thousand, like you know, when the Jews were running away from Eastern Europe, where they had gold all the way.
That was my mom. That's how my mom left Libya.
But there was a lot of people.
My mom literally left Libya like that.
A lot of people left their countries.
All their gold and silver, everything on my mom was like 7 or 8. All loaded her and put everything on her and put chains on her and clothes because they were not leave with anything.
There was no metal detectors then.
Gaddafi was like, get the fuck out. Everything belongs to me.
Not this, bitch.
Yeah, like, but that's right. The thing. So that's why gold never like has this value that's never going
to
move.
But that part, let's say, like you said, you leave it to fake everything. But if you come back in, the officer goes, well, what's this? You tell him, well, I left with this. He goes, I don't care. You left it. Now you're coming in. I'm not allowing you to come in.
No, that's what I said. That's how people are always going
to
find.
Yeah, but if you come back to an African country with millions of dollars of gold, you're getting taxed at the airport.
100%.
What are you talking about?
No.
He's going to call his cousin. Yo, we got a guy.
No. Okay, everybody, you got to. Before they stop you, you're already paying late.
But that's what I'm saying. The trick is to actually wear it on you, yes, but you can't exaggerate. That's as simple as that. So you can have a Rolex that you don't need to show people. You just put it in.
Like that's.
That's 25,000 on you, 40,000
on you. Tons of gold. You don't have to leave with all that.
No. You can just have something that like you actually very expensive. You might be have like heavy on your head.
So just a little piece of advice. That friend of yours that gave you that advice is somebody you don't want to be friends with because he's going
to
be in jail.
It's a setup. It's a setup. He wants to catch you.
I'm not going to do it.
On the return.
Not just that. He's going to be in jail soon.
I don't have money outside Canada anyway. All my money is here.
But you're allowed to have money
but
outside
we don't, Canada. I still don't have, I don't have anything
have to
outside.
It. If you own property outside, you have to declare it on your Canadian taxes.
Why?
You have to declare it. There's a form.
Wait. Not everywhere.
If they find out, look. So let's say you own a house outside of Quebec.
I own in Algeria.
Okay. So you own that house, right?
But I live 100% of my time here in Canada.
You have to declare that house as a property.
If the money comes here,
you own that property. You have to declare it. My sister, I'm telling you, she's an accountant. I told her because we have a property in Israel.
So what are they going to do? How are they going to find out?
They don't. But when they do,
it's like
they go back and tax.
But how are they going to find out
if they ever do?
They're going to call the Algerian government.
No, but
they're going to tell you go fuck yourself.
But if there is ever a time where they find,
is this just a Canadian thing?
I know that in Quebec, I don't know how, but I know that in Quebec, it's you have to declare.
So let me ask you, like I said, let's say
declare the
because
property.
If you leave a country,
yeah,
right, like my parents did, they left Algeria, and again, this is hypothetical. They leave Algeria. They had a house. Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Algeria, they had a house. Guys.
Yeah.
They rent it out and they come here.
Yeah.
They're only allowed 10,000 each, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So they come here legally, check 10,000. They do what they... When they declare the taxes, they declare what they do in the country.
They have to declare that they're going to
rent
the property.
If they're Canadian. If they're not Canadian.
I'm telling you,
my sister, because we have a property in Israel where we rent.
Yeah.
And she says we have to declare it here.
If not what?
Then eventually the government can then come after you and require you to pay taxes and penalties on that.
How? The money never came in the country.
Because it's a property that belongs to a Canadian citizen.
Wait, that is actually, that makes no sense, and I'll prove it to you.
It's not me. Stop proving it to me. I'm not the government.
No, that can't be true because all the, those snowbirds, they don't declare their property in Florida.
How do you know this?
Because whatever.
You want to look it up? You can look it up.
Look it up. Do you have to declare
international
income? Just look this up. Maybe Quebec, I don't know, but does a Canadian have to declare?
It has to be Canadian, not Quebec.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, yeah.
It's federal.
Yeah, I don't know if it's federal. I don't know. I know
if
that
it's provincial, that's even worse.
Yeah. So just does a Canadian citizen have to declare
properties outside?
An income property outside of Canada.
You said income.
Yeah, you
declare, but if let's just say rent. I have a house and the house is just
you
there.
You said rent. That's
no,
what I
but
said.
Let's just say there is no rent.
I don't know, but I know that if you're renting
since 1997, Canadians have been required to declare foreign property in excess of $100,000.
$100,000?
Yeah.
1999, maybe.
What year?
97.
Oh, that was after we arrived.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But don't forget, Revenu Quebec. It's not about. They're not going to run
that's
after
Revenu
you.
That's Revenu Quebec or Revenu Canada?
Well, probably it's Canada.
But that's crazy, though.
Yeah, that is very crazy.
But so now.
This but is I don't get how they go for that reach.
So let's say you have this property,
You might do 20 years without knowing.
You haven't declared it ever.
Yeah.
And they one day decide to do like a search.
Yeah.
And find that you own that property.
Yeah.
They can tax the shit out of you.
But how are you gonna tax something that never?
I
would understand.
I'm Canada, the same. Canada.
Look,
no,
I
get it.
I'm not.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no. But because I'm trying to understand the
you.
Logic, because I feel like this is an abuse of power. Because let me think it through. No, no, wait.
Really?
No, but okay. they're reaching in
we're
pockets that
now.
Do not.
Surprise!
Do, no.
Come on, buddy.
But wait one second.
We've had such a good government so far. It's
amazing.
Finally, we found an abuse of power.
I love Canada.
Numero uno.
No, because I'm trying to understand the logic here. So if I have property, whatever, like my great-grandparents gave me land, for example.
You have
right?
to declare it.
And the money never comes here. I have it in a bank account.
Don't matter.
Back home.
I'm telling you, we don't. We collect rent in Israel, not here.
Yeah, and it stays there.
Yeah.
There's no e-transfer.
That's what I'm saying.
So it never actually gets here.
Not a dollar comes here.
How are you going to come? But are they? Okay, but I want to know about one thing about that law, though. Are you taxed on it?
Yeah,
is it considered
sure.
as a tax bracket?
Yeah, it's considered a property. Yeah, it's considered income.
But here's
but you can't bring the money without being taxed.
Okay, there's a question that was asked. Why does the CRA want to know if I own foreign property to provide information to the CRA for the purpose of verifying taxpayers compliant with the law? Like, it's just...
Yeah, the law, but
bro,
the law...
It's I'm telling
that
you.
That is just stupid.
But I'm telling you, it's great, because it happened
further.
To somebody. My sister said it happened to somebody where they didn't declare. They had tons of land in different places, and they didn't declare it for years.
Fuck it, I'm sitting
nobody ever questioned them, never did anything. And then one day, the Canadian government said, hey, these properties belong to you. They've been under your name for X amount of years, blah, blah, blah. You never declared them, and they came after them.
But how can they confirm that, though? That's what I'm trying to see.
Well, I guess they have to call through.
Like, I would understand,
every country has registry. And by the way, that's online information that they have on you that can easily be traced.
No,
unless Algeria
goes
off the grid.
No.
Unplug. Yeah,
Algeria, go see Mahmoud. You give him $10.
What do you mean? They don't have their nothing's online in Algeria?
No.
I can guarantee you not in Lebanon.
Just go to the embassy. You'll find out how time stops. You go inside the Algerian embassy. You take 10 years.
Damn.
That's how I have gray hair, because I stayed there for my passport. Are you out of your mind, Algeria? Everything is not declared. Even in the country, they don't even know.
The country's not declared.
That's what I'm saying.
The funny part is most outsiders like to do business in Africa.
Because of that.
Yeah.
Solely because of that.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Because you come and you put it under somebody like this, they don't even verify.
It's
as long as you bring in money.
Because
for
okay.
them, is as long as you bring money into the country. Because
like,
you're investing.
Do you know you can actually buy a new identity over there, like legit,
sure.
whatever?
Yeah. Not legit there. If
but
you want to buy farming identities, it's in the Eastern Europe.
Yes.
They literally farm identities where they actually have a birth certificate and let them grow for 15, 18 years and then they sell them. for like $400,000.
God damn.
Where right now?
So it's identity farming.
Canadian, the Canadian, Canadian.
So someone was born and
no. So what they do is they fake a birth, and then they create a NAS number, a social insurance number.
They leave it run for 18, 19
years. For 18 years, they do registry, so it costs them out of the 18 years maybe 20 G's, and they sell it for $400,000.
About. It's worth it. It's a good investment.
It's a lot of people, a lot of rich people. Buy those identities.
Of course. That's what it's $400,000.
You have a NAS, like a social insurance number, medical card, the whole shebang.
Yeah, but
from which country? From
it's like I don't remember which country, but it's in the
Eastern
this
Europe.
This is way off topic, but the streaker at the Super Bowl. Did you hear about him?
Yes, I heard. They didn't show it.
So Vegas was taking bets that 2-1 that there would be a streaker. So this guy put $10,000 that that there would be a streaker. He paid, so he would win $20,000 if there was a streaker.
Okay, so it's double.
So he paid $10,000 to get a Super Bowl ticket, and then he streaked at the Super Bowl, and then he went and collected his winnings.
But he went to jail
for a night.
And then you get a ticket of about
They don't give you tickets anymore.
Yes, because it's disturbing the peace and decent exposure.
He put it on the thing. He ended up getting $10,000. No, he wasn't naked. Streaker so doesn't have to be naked.
No, streakers are usually naked.
Yeah, but you just have to.
Okay, he was a halal streaker.
No, he was just topless and he had his pants on.
But I think it was still indecent.
No, that's his shirt as well. Not his pants. There was no
because once you that's why you never saw it on TV. Because the signal on TV now is about 5 seconds, six seconds, delay, because to avoid these situations.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people used to...
cut it off at the right time.
But
yeah, anyway.
I think it's usually more than 5 seconds. No?
Anyway, I think there's like 5 or 10 seconds delay.
That's how he made $10,000.
Smart.
Some guy used to actually... One guy used to bet tennis like that.
And he would streak?
No. So he had an earpiece.
Oh, at the place.
At the game.
Yeah.
And on tennis, you can bet each point.
Really?
Yeah. So he would, the point would win. And he
before
would tell
the bookies would actually see the results.
Yeah. So he would tell his friend split seconds before. He'd be like, bet on the server. He's like, all right, boom. He's like, how many do you bet? 400, we won. Bet on the thing, 400, we won. Boom, boom, boom. There's
Were
a whole
Jews?
Thing about him.
Were they Jews?
No, it's some guy in England.
England, British people, yeah. Really?
He used to go to all the tennis matches with like an earpiece.
My
and
next
his phone.
Guess was going
to
be an African, no, Nigerian, no. Or something.
Yeah, with like an earpiece
with
on.
With the father being a
I tried
king.
To get. They tried to hustle me today.
For?
Somebody calls me and they're like, "Oh, we're Revenue Canada."
Of course you are.
And they're like, "We cannot pass your income taxes at 2022." I'm like, "But we're in 2024. They've been passed already." You're talking about 2000. She's like, "No, 2022." I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you want? She's like, well, I'm just here to confirm my identity so you can trust me. I'm like, trust you for what? What do you want? She's like, but first you have to, is it true that you changed your address? I need to know your address. I'm like, no, you won't. Send me an email.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, but that's going to be longer. So I'm like, okay, I have all the time in the world.
I got years.
I'm like, send me the email. I'm like, usually send me an email in my mon dossier that tells me I've got an email. I'm like, why? And there was this Asian girl on the phone, accent clear. And she's like, I'm here to identify. I'm like, don't identify. I have no idea who you are. I'm like, why are you calling me? And she's like, okay. So I was like, send me an email. She's like, I'll send you the email, but by then I'm going to freeze all your accounts with Revenue Canada. I'm like, so that means I don't need to pay taxes. Cool story. Hanged up. I waited for the email. Never got it.
Never got shocked.
Actually, it's not how it works.
They're getting very creative.
Even the text message. I got a text 2 days ago.
Yeah, the Revenue Quebec deposited money in your account.
Yeah. And you have to think, or the one for the bridge, the paid bridge.
The toll bridge.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
But me, it's free. I have a Tesla. So I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Crazy.
Alerte de livraison. Votre colis n'a pas été livré.
Ah, yeah. Amazon ones. That's vintage.
Every week I have like two or three.
So that's all your information online that gets sold to these companies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your data is, that means all our data is on the black market.
Let me get this straight. So their data tells them that I buy from Amazon. Yes.
No, it's
who doesn't?
No, I'm just saying. So like you don't fall for it.
My father almost fell for it.
Exactly.
No, my father calls me like,
another one from Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, Costco.
Your 2% cashback reward.
Yeah, but I feel like that they don't have, like, I don't know how they get your number, though.
Those are the people that
Rogers.
Fall for it.
That's Rogers.
Yeah.
What, they're selling numbers?
Yeah, carriers sell.
It never happened when I was with TELUS. Didn't happen when I switched back to Rogers.
It feels when I bought from China, you have to put your information, address, because I bought all these shoes for one quarter of the price.
Mm-hmm. And you did well, smart move.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, I took the original ones and these, there is no difference. And then I found out that these fake shoes
are made in the same place.
They're exactly the same place. And they just sell them on the side.
But that's, I mean, didn't you see there was a documentary? All sunglasses, mm-hmm. 99% of sunglasses are made in the same place.
Yeah.
Every sunglasses in the world, from the $10,000 one, yeah, from the $10,000 one to the fucking dollar store.
This came from the Adidas manufacturer.
No, so these are like, but look it up. It's the same. There's
these
a company.
Shoes on the market, if you go and buy them here, are $550. They cost me $89.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, for sure, the quality is not going to be the same. Tried them. I'm like, this is impossible. I have a friend of mine that has original ones. I was like, yo, try these. Like, yo, where do you buy them? Love the color. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I know, guys.
I bought seven.
Just to make sure, like...
I was like, in case they close, because they never last too long.
The funny part, when you get a comfortable shoe, you're like, I want to buy the same. I don't
care. I bought
care
all them. Colors. Yeah. I bought the flip-flop, the slides.
Is it because
the slides
we
are $400. They were $50.
Fuck yeah. But there's a website, actually. I forget what it was. I used to have it. Like, you type in, like, Adidas. You put Adidas, and it gives you all their manufacturers.
Yeah.
So you can literally connect. Their
but you can buy directly from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather secondhand. They handle all with the shipping and handling.
Exactly.
And you know what was messed up? This pair, they said the quality service, the after sale service is the best. They sent me, I bought six pairs originally just for me. I get this pair, the idiots there, with the box was a 10, inside was a 10 and a half. I send them an email. I'm like, guys, you send me a 10 and a half in a box of 10. They're like, send me the picture. So I send them the picture. They're like, okay, I'll give you $20 special on the next one. I was like, no, I ordered 10s. I want 10s. They're like, we'll ship it to you. So I have another pair, 10s. These are the 10 and a halves that I chill with. And I have the exact $3.99.
That's the best.
The quality, I called, like I emailed them right away, send the picture. They're like, got $20. I was like, no, I want, no problem. They shipped. And they ship from Shanghai all the way to here. It takes them about 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay.
3 weeks is not bad.
And then I ordered Jordans for my daughter, for my son.
You gotta give me the website.
It's amazing quality.
Ship
the
them.
Funny part is like, is it because we're aging? Like, yeah. The like shoes, oh, that comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying another one.
You gotta try these.
Yo, I'm looking for pairs of shoes now like crazy because all the sizes are different.
But
why?
It's fucking expensive.
No, everything changed though. I used to wear 10 and a half, so I got 10 and a half. They're too big. I got 10s. They're too small. I'm like, okay, what do I wear? Is it 10 and,
oh,
is
now there, it's crazy.
I'm like, is there 10.25? I need
you
a
10.25. You wear 10s.
10 and a half.
10 and a half also. $89. I'll sell them for you, $150.
From the age of, I don't know, 16.
They're $500. That's a big special.
Exactly.
I know a guy if you want.
Prove it.